At Juno's Bridge Adult Day program, it isn't all bingo and reruns of Lawrence Welk. Kelsey Wood, the program supervisor, says the aging adults go on field trips. They play Nintendo Wii. Virtual bowling is a favorite. And they do what some might describe as contemporary exercises.
There's some leg movements that go to it. There's like a stanky leg thing or something like that. They're like, this is how people dance now? Like, yeah, this is a big fad right now. And they were telling us about, oh, well, we remember when the twist was popular.
Wood says, like a lot of things at Bridge, the exercises can be adapted for seniors with limited mobility. And the same thoughtfulness is given to people with memory loss. Most of the Bridge's clients are experiencing some form of that.
Let me help you arrange your cards back here for strategy.
Yeah, good. So I need help.
Okay, if you arrange your cards, put all yours by suit.
This morning, Wood is helping Beth Fletcher play her best game of 7-Up. But it's not a typical day. Later, there's a party planned in celebration of Wood's wedding. And after a few minutes playing cards, Fletcher is throwing down winning hands.
Oh, a six.
Yeah, that's something. Well, that doesn't help me at all.
Oh, how about a five?
It's an activity she's nostalgic for. She grew up playing Buck Euchre with her siblings in Minnesota and says she loves the attention she gets from Wood.
My memory isn't very good, you know. I'm 90-something, so I can't remember a lot of what I did when I retired. When I was young, I rode horseback. Before I could walk, I rode horseback. But anyway, I had a great life.
Fletcher comes to the Bridge 4 times a week. The difference between a program like this and a nursing home or assisted living facility is she goes home to family at the end of the day. And for some seniors, that's the best option.
For folks that are waiting to get into a Pioneer home or waiting to get into a nursing level care, and it fills that gap.
Depending on the location, state-run Pioneers homes screen applicants on application and other criteria. In Juneau, it's first come, first serve. In Sitka, it's based on date and level of care. Still, the wait can sometimes be years before a space opens up. And Juneau's Wildflower Court, which is a nursing home, doesn't admit clients based on memory loss alone. So are there enough adult day programs to help fill the gap in Southeast?
No, there are not.
That's Marianne Mills, the director of Southeast Senior Services.
In fact, a couple years ago, we worked with Center for Community to submit a proposal to Alaska Health and Social Services for a program in Sitka.
There's only a few formalized adult day programs in the region, like Ketchikan's Rendezvous Senior Day Service. The grant intended for Sitka wound up going to the Mattsu Valley.
And, of course, right now with Alaska's fiscal crisis, getting state general funds to start such a program is probably not going to happen in the immediate future.
Mills says keeping the doors open for adult day programs saves money when you consider the alternative. Remember, most of the people at the Bridge have some form of memory loss, which could mean expensive full-time care. So for those who do stay at home, Mills thinks the time to socialize is important.
Sometimes not the natural way to be. A lot of people tend to isolate when they get older, but that's the exact opposite of what they should be doing if they want to live a long, independent life for as long as possible.
Back at the Bridge, the cozy living room atmosphere has been transformed into a pretend wedding. The seniors wear frilly corsages and sip sparkling grape juice. And after a while, Wood and her fiancé are ready. She's wearing jeans, clutching a bouquet made out of sparkling brooches, the one she'll carry on her actual wedding day. Deanne Grummet and her 78-year-old husband are looking on. Grummet brings them to Bridge 4 days a week.
You know, I pop in and out at different times, and they're always engaged in an activity. They're not just sitting around staring at the walls.
Both Grummet and her spouse are on the wait list for the Pioneers home, but she wants to keep them with her as long as she can. She says the Bridge plays a crucial role in helping her do that.
At this point for us, it's much better than even in-home services because my husband has reached the point where he can't plan and carry out his own social life, and he needs a social life.
She says when she drops her husband off in the morning, and if he's in a not-so-great mood, he's always feeling better by the end of the day. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.